Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Today, midday show live from Riverwinds in South Jersey for the Ron Jaworski golf outing. Excited to be here. I'm sure we'll have some great guests. Hunter Brody's going to join me on the show with Hugh on a little vacation for a couple days. So we'll be back on Monday. All right, a lot to get into today, but enough is enough with the Phillies and their outfield. Look, I know the Lizardo situation is ugly and it's concerning. As long as he's healthy, I'm not overly concerned. I'm not panicking on Jesus Lizardo. It's rare and odd that he was this bad for two straight starts. I do think some of it is a little bit of regression to the mean. Jesus Lizardo probably wasn't going to pitch to a 2.0 ERA the entire season. Now he's at 4.4. He's probably a 3.7 guy, right? So I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to pitch better. I obviously pitched better the last couple of days. I'm not ready to panic on Lizardo. I think it was going to be okay. Maybe tipping some pitches, maybe the sequencing that it's just been picked up on with all the sweepers he's been throwing. So, and we'll get to more Lizardo coming up, I'm sure, on the midday show today. But where my concern is and where the reality is setting in is the Phillies need to make changes in the outfield. And I can't wait till the trade deadline. They got to pull a different lever right now, because what they're putting out there in center field and left field on a daily basis is unsatisfactory. I mean, it's completely unsatisfactory. They're getting nothing out of those positions. So yesterday, Kepler 0-for-4. He's down to 214 with a 676 OPS. Brandon Marsh was 0-for-2 yesterday. He's at 215 with a 638 OPS. We know Rojas can hit. Weston Wilson has been tagged with hitting lefties, has not done it yet. So I'm at the point now where I need the Phillies to call up Justin Crawford and Otto Kemp. Let's focus on Crawford, though, because this is a player that was a first-round pick. This is a player that has legitimate pedigree, and he's hit the cover off the ball in terms of batting average, in terms of production, at every level he's been at. And every level he goes to, there's a question of his approach and how his batted ball profile, right? Justin Crawford is he doesn't lift the baseball. He's a ground ball hitter. And you wonder, and then the Phillies have wondered, and I've wondered, we've all wondered, can this work, right? Because that's not the modern hitter. I mean, sure, there's a Luis Arraez, but the modern hitter is a line drive, fly ball hitter. And with the way teams know where you hit the ball with analytics and data, they could, now it's not quite the same as it was a few years ago with the shift, but they could position their players where you hit the ball. So if you are a ground ball hitter, it's going to be really difficult to maintain super high batting averages in Major League Baseball and provide enough value. I get it. And I understand. And I don't think I have delusions of grandeur on Justin Crawford. I think he's gonna be the ultimate outlier and be Luis Arraez, be Tony Gwynn, be Ichiro Suzuki. I don't think that's going to happen. But as he continues to hit in the upper 300s or, you know, above 300 at every level, I at least have a piece of my mind open to maybe he's just really good at this. Maybe he has a skill set and he's really, really, really good at this. And he come up here and help. And even if that's not the case, and even if Justin Crawford comes up here and he struggles a little bit and his batting average is more in the 270 range than it is the 330 range, and there's more grounders that become outs, totally all possible. Can it really be worse than what the Phillies are getting right now from the center field and left field positions? I don't think it can. I really don't think it can. It's time to make some drastic changes here. The Phillies right now, if you look at WAR, if you look at weighted runs created plus, they're towards the bottom of baseball in both center field and left field. Bottom of baseball. They have gotten exactly zero wins above replacement from center field. They have gotten zero wins above replacement from left field. They are running out zeros. I mean, just total zeros on an everyday basis from two positions. We know they struggle offensively at second base. We know they struggle offensively at catcher, but at least those two positions, they are very, very strong defensively. Third base, I don't love, and I'm ready to get an upgrade on Alec Bohm too, but that one's a little more complicated because there's a little bit more track record of Bohm hitting both in the last month and just in general the last year plus. So I'll give Bohm a little bit more rope. But I want to call up Crawford. I want to call up Otto Kemp. I want to give Kemp a shot to play against left-handed pitchers in the Weston Wilson role. And I want to give Crawford a chance to play every day. You know, they've kind of protected him over the years against lefties. He's hit lefties pretty well this year. You know, I'm not sure of the defensive prowess of Crawford. He's played some center. He's played some left. His dad, although you would think would profile as a center fielder, ended up as a left fielder as his career, you know, really his whole career. I mean, even though he was a great athlete, he was a left fielder. Maybe Justin Crawford is a left fielder. Maybe he's a true center fielder. I don't know. We'll figure that part out. I think the easiest way to do this is DFA Max Kepler and send Weston Wilson down. I think that's the easiest way to do this. You keep Marsh, you keep Rojas. You could play Kepler in left against on days that Rojas is going to play. You could play him in center on the days. Maybe you want to play Marsh if you want to play however you want to do it. And then you have Otto Kemp here for the left-handed part of this, and you also could throw Otto Kemp in the mix. If Bohm struggles or goes back into a slump, we know, you know, Otto Kemp is a third baseman. He's probably a man without a position in Major League Baseball, but he's a third baseman. They've tried him out in left field a little bit. They need to make a change because right now the Phillies offense is strictly four guys. I mean, it's strictly four guys. It is Turner. It is Harper. It is Schwarber. It is Castellanos, who's come on a little bit in the last week or so and boosted his overall stats for the season. I think Castellanos has really kind of been he's just kind of their guy this year. In general.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Overall, Castellanos is fine. I made my peace with Castellanos a long time ago. He's not great. He's not the player he was at Cincinnati or even Chicago or Detroit. But you can get by with Nick Castellanos as one of your players. What you can't do is have five automatic outs in the lineup. And they are basically automatic outs right now. And again, I'm working through and dealing with three that I could accept. And the three I could accept are JT because of the defense, Stott because of the defense and the at-bats he gives, the quality of the at-bat, and Bohm because it's been better the last month and the track record and all that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm dealing with those, but I can't deal anymore with center field and left field. And this season, the Phillies are putting so much pressure on their starting pitchers to dominate, and I have a concern now that they're going to crater under this, that it's just too much. Like Nick Abel, for example, he's come up here in two starts, and he's had to be lights out. Like, your 6th, 7th starter that comes up and spot starts shouldn't have to be lights out to win games when you have a $300 million payroll. But that's what it is. When the Phillies are 19-22 when the opponent scores more than two runs, I'm not saying more than four. When the opponent scores more than two, the Phillies lose more often than they win. Two runs. When the opponent gets to three runs, it's a coin flip if the Phillies can win the game, and they're losing that coin flip more than they're winning that coin flip. You can't win like that. They need a jolt. They need offense. Otto Kemp hits at every level. He's got 14 home runs at AAA. He can crush left-handed pitching. Justin Crawford's hitting, 340 with 20-something steals. So I think what these two could provide, and what they could add to the team right now, is they could bring a jolt. They could bring some energy. The Phillies need life. The life of this team right now is just not there. Kyle Schwarber, his power brings life, but he's off to a slower start to start June. Okay, he had a great start to the season. I'm not getting concerned at all about Schwarber. Turner's had a very solid offensive year. I think we know what he is. We know what he isn't. I don't think he's Trey Turner at one point in his career. Nationals time, maybe even Dodgers, was a good enough offensive player that he could carry a team for 2 weeks. I don't think the profile is that by himself. He needs help. Okay, so these could be good, but not that. We know Bryce Harper can carry a team, but that power really hasn't been there. And Castellanos, hot, cold, and pretty much pretty good the entire season, or good the entire season, but not solid. Okay, or not above solid, right? He's just there. That's all they have. So there's no energy to this team. There's not enough consistent run scoring. There's not enough power. Like, all the things that they don't have, I think the Crawford and Otto Kemp, additions to this team could help change. If Kemp's power translates, it's a big bat. It really is. The Phillies have nobody on this team other than Kyle Schwarber with double-digit home runs. And other than Bryce Harper, nobody's even really close. I'm not sure when we're getting a double-digit home runs with anyone other than Bryce. I mean, probably Turner gets there by the end of June, but that's nothing like to write home about, that we're getting a double-digit home runs. I mean, that's on pace for 20-ish. Like, we're not talking about guys that are on pace for 30 home runs. So it's a power-starved team. Otto Kemp could provide that. And then when I watch the at-bat quality from Marsh and Rojas, am I really going to be worse with Justin Crawford, even if he's hitting the ball on the ground? I mean, Rojas just basically went 0 for May. Marsh went 0 for April. The defense out there should be better based on who those players are. Like, if you're going to hit like those guys, you got to play better defense, and they don't. The other night when the ball fell in the gap on the Abel start, that's a ball that has to be caught, and Marsh basically got there and then couldn't get it. And really, what am I sacrificing? Weston Wilson to send him back down? I know, in the small sample, he put up good numbers against left-handed pitching. He's probably going to start tonight unless the Phillies make a move with Bailey Falter, the ex-Phil on the mound. But I don't think I'm losing a whole lot by getting rid of Weston Wilson. He really hasn't done much in the major leagues this year, other than coming and pitch when the Phillies are getting blown out. And then, you know, when it comes to Max Kepler, I don't see it, guys. I really don't. I know some. We have a caller on the midday show. I love the caller. Will is a great caller. Advocating for him to hit a higher in the order, he's going to get going. I don't see it with Max Kepler. The swing is it's kind of a short, compact swing. I don't mind it. And he looks the part, but he's just not the player he was years ago. I mean, he's just not. I just think he's just blah. He reminds me a little bit of when the Phillies, I think it was 2015, signed Michael Saunders, who had some pretty decent years, if I remember correctly, Blue Jays, Mariners. You know, he's a decent player. And I think at that time, you know, considering where the Phillies were in their rebuild and their you know, their trajectory, they wanted to sign him, hopefully rent him for a few months and have him hit, and then they would trade him. Well, that never worked out. I mean, they didn't end up DFAing him because he just didn't hit here. And that's what the Kepler thing reminds me of, Michael Saunders. Like, yeah, at one point he was pretty good, but he might be cooked at the age of 32. So I'm not saying, I mean, in the last month, Kepler has been so dreadful that the only hit you can remember is the home run off of the pitch hit home run off of Miller in Sacramento that Saturday night. And the Phillies could sit around and do nothing. They could wait for the trade deadline. But if they do it now, if they bring these guys up now, it informs Dave Dombrowski. Because let's play out the positive side, the optimistic side. These guys hit. Crawford translates. He, you know, sometimes contact hitters come up and have a good run to start their career. Look at Jacob Wilson for the young shortstop for the Sacramento A's, doing great. Probably the rookie, you know, definitely the rookie of the year in the American League this year. Hit like 360. I'm not saying Crawford's going to do that, but if he comes up here, even if he hits a soft 290, it's better than what we got right now. And it'll steal some bases. And it's energy. Same thing with Kemp. So maybe you take away two things you need. Maybe you have the answers and they're just sitting at Lehigh Valley. Maybe. And then you put all your focus on the bullpen at the deadline. Or those guys come up and you see that they're not ready, or, you know, Crawford is a ground ball, you know, worm burner, gets exposed a little bit. Kemp gets exposed with a lot of swing and miss, which is real about Otto Kemp. He does swing and miss and strikes out. And then you say, you know what, I got a lot of work to do. I got to get an arm. I got to get a center fielder. I got to get another bat. You know, then it informs. If you wait, you're not going to have enough sample to inform. Look, this schedule, I know this weekend they're in Pittsburgh, but they're going to face Skeens on Sunday, and they have a bullpen game for the Phillies tonight. So I'm not. No Wheeler until next week, most likely. You know, he's away with his wife. They're having a baby. I'm not counting. I'm not like just locking up a sweep against the Pirates. In fact, if you tell me two out of three, I'm doing jumping jacks. I have a little bit of nerves that this is going to be a one out of three weekend against a Pittsburgh team that's played much closer to 500 than horrendous with Don Kelly as their manager. So a little worried about this weekend. And after this, there's only one tomato can on the schedule between now and the All-Star break 6 weeks from now. So this schedule's about to get tight. The Phillies are only three games up on a playoff spot. They got to get reinforcements in here now. Lizardo's a concern, but this offense is the bigger concern. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Phil's got to make some changes. I would call up Crawford. I would call up Otto Kemp from AAA today. Get him up here. We'll talk soon on WIP Dale.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.